with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Brooke and Gracie with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane residents are urged to have their say in the future of Mount Coofa and Pine Mountain quarries. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner says there is potential to transform the areas into world-class destinations. Schrinner says the Eden Project in the UK and Singapore are examples of what Mount Coofa could be, while Pine Mountain would better suit more bike mountain trails. Community consultation will open Sunday via the council website.
A 53-year-old Victorian man died while competing in the Noosa Triathlon on Sunday morning. Other competitors tried to save the man after noticing he was in trouble during the swimming leg of the race. However, he was extracted unconscious from the water and could not be revived by medical personnel. Police are not treating the death as suspicious, and a spokesperson for the triathlon sent out their condolences to family and friends affected.
In national news, the annual Sydney to Gong charity bike ride has been cancelled due to an intensive weather system that hit Wollongong on Saturday night, temporarily closing roads and railway tracks. Over 7,000 cyclists have registered to participate in the ride that raises money to support people living with multiple sclerosis. The cancellation would mean the MS Plus Foundation would be about $2 million short in funding this year, but CEO John Blorinski says it has to be done for the safety of cyclists.
Northern Territory Government contracted security guards have been found to be unlawfully moving on homeless people in Darwin. The private security guards are funded by the government but don't have the power to move on homeless people lawfully. Four Corners aired footage of guards involved in violent interactions with two homeless women. And the Northern Territory has the highest rate of homelessness across the country and spends around $4 million annually on private security in the CBD. The security guards work in collaboration with the Northern Territory Police and claim to play a valuable role in maintaining safety in Darwin.
In international news, former Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has visited Israel to meet political leaders and soldiers to show support. Morrison, along with former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, toured Kibbutz Kfar Aza, a community on the Gaza border that was attacked by Hamas on October 7th. The Israeli military told them Hamas militants used motorbikes and gliders to attack the kibbutz, killing 57 residents and kidnapping 17. Mr. Morrison is the first Australian political figure to visit Israel since this conflict began.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.